Everybody keeps keying up the mic.
I'm going to be honest with you, this is KQ4LOO, but somebody does it all the time, if you listen in. It's all the time during the day.
KR4FBM, good to meet you. I wish I had that much time on my hands to spend all day keying up a mic.
Got that right. Somebody obviously has nothing better to do other than to just aggravate everybody, I guess. Somebody was complaining about that yesterday, too. They were doing a lot of ker-chunking.
It's kind of annoying. Again, this is KR4FBM by identification. For identification, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Where are you located?
Heard that, whoever you are, you jerk. Talking about keying up the mic all the time. He did it several times back to back, but or she could be an it for that matter. But anyway, I am located in Piedmont, so I'm not far from you. I'm in the same county, Piedmont. KQ4LOO.
Is that a call sign of vanity, or is that what the FCC gave you?
The call sign that FCC gave me, but I want to change it to what my mom's call sign used to be from back in the late 70s, since it's still available. I've been talking about doing it. I might as well just go ahead and drop the hammer and do it. Oh, seven times. We can count.
Change that to your mom's call sign. You're going to let the LOL call. That's pretty funny. I heard one the other day in an FYI. That's almost as good.
Yeah, and apparently whoever's doing the ker-chunking tried to interfere and it made a lot of interference on your Ask anybody's got a directional antenna to find out where that ker-chunking's coming from, because obviously they're doing it to be a jerk.
Invest in a directional antenna just for some fun. Wish I had one, but unfortunately I don't. So you gonna let the LOL call sign go?
Repeat your question, please.
Your call sign go?
If go ahead and drop the hammer and, like I said, convert to my mom's old call sign, then I probably will, yes. So yeah, but I know that there are people that have, back to that previous complaint, there are people that have directional antennas and actually listen for that kind of stuff, for people doing that stuff. I hope they find out who it is and go get them.
Happening from time to time. Wish it happened more often. Well, anyway, I arrived at my destination. It was good to make contact. If you decide to let go of that call sign, let me know. Look me up on QRZ. Again, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot Echo Mike. I hope you have a great day. I'm glad to say 73 is tuned. I'll be all clear in your final.
Quebec 4, Lima Oscar will be standing by and probably listen to this jerk do their trucks and stuff. Okay, they'll find out who you are. Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar. Once again, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar. I know he has a directional antenna that can find this person.
It is, because it goes on all the time.
obviously somebody has nothing better to do with their entire life other than do stupid stuff like this.
Got that right.
Guess I need to get a life.
Don't have anything any better to do than aggravate other people.
Not be getting enough attention in their life, apparently.
See, must be. I find it too much to do to get on this thing too much.
And all I do is listen in most of the time.
Me too. KQ4GIV, I'm in Capabilla.
Did not catch your location, but I'm in Piedmont.
Let me get my tongue right. Campobello, and you're coming in fine up here.
Campobello, I'm not exactly certain where that's located. I'm in Greenville County, South Carolina.
The northern part of Greenville County, close to the Spartanburg line.
So that's right, that's right. You're over here a little bit past Greer, correct?
14 miles past it, to the north.
Roger that. But yeah, I'm hoping that my friend Dave, my Elmer, can just point his antenna and figure out where that signal's coming from.
Can't tell you. All he's doing is tying that repeater.
It's all right. If there might actually be somebody else doing it right now because they're getting sick of it too. It doesn't necessarily have to be Dave. I hope they keep doing it and then they have a knock on their door by the FCC or somebody.
Okay, that's one thing I like about these ham radio. There's not a lot of riffraff going on, and I enjoy listening to the guys talking.
Here, but I figured out once I went to go do my test, I learned one basic thing. There are actual people that will do that very thing. They'll monitor for riffraff like whoever this jerk is.
What we do. I like keeping the airways clean because I had my license long when the hurricane come through. And all those guys, they did a great job. Wasn't nobody interfering. They was sending people to get help and everything. And the ham radio is a great device.
When it came through, I actually reached out to some people that were local to my family members that were affected also to try to help find them, you know. So, but yeah, it's definitely a great device. Great tool to have in an emergency.
Q4GIV, and I'm going to sign off in 73-2, and I enjoy talking to you.
Same here, KQ4LOO. It's good talking to you, too. I'll be standing by, listening to the jerk perch on. Goes.